This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I want to jam in Marvin and Robert here real quick, but Matt Begger, you were finishing up with the big Google chatbot. Google lost $100 million yesterday, so the chatbot was proven to be totally retarded. But it doesn't matter. It's their mouthpiece, their oracle. Oh, look, it says kill everybody. It's so liberal. Cut little kids' penises off. It's so liberal. That's actually what it says for those that don't know. What's your point on that?
Okay, so they've put it out there. I personally am, and I think I've actually called in your show a long time ago. I don't know if you remember, and I propose having a global treaty on creating artificial intelligences smarter than human beings. That should not happen. We should not have that. But that's a sidetrack. The reality is, with this chatbot GPT-3 that they have out there floating these ideas that it wants to shut down and wants to kill people, they can now do whatever they want to the power grid and have a cyber attack. They don't even have to blame it on Russia anymore. They could say, ooh, the either Russia's AI got out of control, China's AI got out of control, or some other company that they feel like throwing under the bus or they create for it. And they say, oh, GPT-3 actually shut down our power grid. And they can now do whatever they want and shut down whatever they want and have the boogeyman, like a Bin Laden, to take care of it, who's the Swiss Army knife, like you always said, who basically could just do whatever it wants, and there's no person to complain or.
That's right. It creates a whole new group of entities that they really control, but aren't even really entities. Marvin in Alabama, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Matt. I think Matt's dead on about how people think about things. So I think in a former line of work, we used to really have to aggregate a lot of different information, and sometimes you come up with theories that you know they're probably not plausible, but you got to kind of vet them all out and see how it goes. My take on Seymour is everything is put out for a reason, and he's never put anything out that wasn't put out for a reason. In that regard, he's no different, even if he's been pretty accurate. What really stood out for me in his story is the Panama City part of it. And what that does, if you look at DeSantis and Trump, and what we can't really put a finger on what DeSantis is up to, what he did do is he got a lot of people from all over the country to move to Florida. And my assumption right now is if you took out Florida and Texas, the United States would be totally done. Like there would be zero resistance, and we're pretty much done anyways. So you don't really necessarily need Russia to attack Florida or Panama City, but they could. I mean, if we go back to the 80s, 90s, 2000s, when there were terror attacks and the president gets on TV and he says, because they blew up X, Y, and Z, I ordered an attack on Libya or whatever, you could see Putin doing the same thing for Panama City now. Why not? And even if he doesn't do it, if we did it, you know, and when I say we, it's not us, it's the globalists. Why, you know, what would happen if all of a sudden Panama City, say, during spring break here in about a month, got nuked? Washington, D.C. got nuked. There's no more Biden. There's no more Harris to worry about. Somebody like Pete Buttigieg is now president, and we're in this mess that, you know, and China, by the way, I talked to Owen last week, and my take on China is they're definitely on our side. This whole show that they're on Russia's side is just, you know, just that, a show. And if anything, their war preps are more about them attacking the east flank and going east in, you know, into the eastern flank of Russia than anything else.
All right, but Marvin, I appreciate your call. I'm sorry to Robert. Guys, don't let me forget. Get Robert's name and number. He wants us to call him back tomorrow. Don't let me forget when I take calls tomorrow. Call Robert first. He'll be at the head of the line. I apologize, Robert. I tried. You're saying get prepared for World War III. I want to talk to Robert tomorrow. Paul Joseph Watson, Summit.News, always does a great job. He's about to take over. Matt Begger, you're back with me, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific, Friday, right after the War Room.
One last thing. I suggest everybody watch the full-length video. I struggled to get that thing into 2 minutes, 20 seconds for Twitter purposes. There's actually hours of footage, but I condensed it down to about an 11, 12-minute that is on band.video, and it's Pfizer San Diego mutating viruses, yes or no. It's on there. I think Rob Dew is putting a link to it But the full-length version is a lot more. You can see a lot more what's going on. There's a lot more points made.
Perfect. Everybody should look at it. We'll talk to you soon. Great job. Paul Watson takes over. I didn't plug the last 2 hours. I need support. InfoWarsStore.com. The big sale's about to end. Amazing products like our CBD oil is the best. InfoWarsStore.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the 9th of February. It is the Summit News Hour. Going to cover a bunch of issues, including the latest on Seymour Hersh's bombshell exclusive, which has got about 1/1,000th the attention that the Chinese balloon got over the weekend by the legacy media. If we had a real media, that would be the biggest story of the year, bar none. And yet, what, the day after, it's almost disappeared already. But we're going to get into that. The Kremlin has, in fact, responded to it. Also going to get into this right now. I've been talking about this for a few weeks because the whole trans bandwagon in Scotland appears to be being derailed on a daily basis. Of course, they tried to pass the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, the leader of Scotland, tried to pass a madcap law where anyone who self-identified as the opposite sex, and having only lived as that opposite sex for a time period of 6 months, could self-identify as a woman or a man, having been born biologically the opposite. This also applied and was inclusive of men who had been convicted of raping women. And of course, we had the infamous case of Mr. Graham, who later identified as Isla Brown, only identified as a woman after he'd been caught viciously raping two women. And in their infinite wisdom, the Scottish authorities under Nicola Sturgeon, under the push for this self-ID law, which was blocked by Westminster finally, they were going to send him, and in fact, I think he was in that all-female correctional facility for a number of days before it got into the media, before basically they had to turf him out under pressure from a media backlash. Well, now we have another case of a man identifying as a woman who turns out to be a sexual predator targeting women and girls. What a surprise. Seems to be a common recurring theme, doesn't it, with these people? Remember the whole basis of the left, the progressives, saying, oh no, we should allow men into female spaces, we should allow men into women's locker rooms, dressing rooms, bathrooms. Because there'll never be any abuse of that. You'll never get creepy predators and perverts that abuse that to leer, to ogle women and girls. It's happening in Scotland. There seems to be a new case of it every single day. And here's another one. Summit.News headline. Scottish police refused to call transgender butcher who kidnapped 11-year-old girl a man. So the police in Scotland, and Police Scotland is kind of noted for its vehemently woke credentials, even they're now defying this madcap transmania in Scotland, because Scottish police defied efforts to allow criminals who have committed predatory attacks against women to legally identify as women by referring to a transgender butcher who kidnapped an 11-year-old girl as a man. Butcher as in, he cuts up meat. He didn't butcher the girl. but they did arrest him. They took him into custody because of his involvement with this 11-year-old girl's disappearance. She disappeared on Sunday in Gattonside near Gala Shields. This was a big story in the news. The local community were concerned. Everyone was out searching for her. She was finally found safe and well after this rescue mission, but Andrew George Miller was subsequently taken into custody. This is an individual who began identifying as Amy and dressing as a woman with a cheap wig and lipstick, basically, 6 years ago. But the police described him, and like, we celebrate this as if it's some big victory, which is kind of pathetic. But the police described him as a 50-year-old man. Says the decision by police to refer to the suspect as a man comes despite Sturgeon's push to change the law so that those who self-identify as a particular gender in Scotland can easily gain legal recognition. And remember, the trans lobby, the LGBT, the alphabet people, lobbied vehemently to include convicted sex offenders within that framework of being allowed legally to identify as a woman, even if they'd physically attacked women. So we have another example of a predator being arrested for kidnapping a young girl in Scotland. Then we have this story out of the Daily Skeptic, and this is harrowing. I'm probably going to read some of this at length because it really gives you an insight into the indoctrination, the brainwashing that's taking place on this subject in schools. Of course, we have controversies in America basically on a weekly basis now where they're finding pornographic books with graphic illustrations of gay sex in schools across all different ages in places across the United States of America. These books are deliberately being placed in schools by these alphabet lobby organizations, and yes, indeed, by groomers, because why else would you want to expose kids as young as 5, 6, 7 years old to graphic illustrations of gay sex in books in school libraries? That is quintessential nonce behavior. Listen to this, though. This is chilling. It says, 1 in 5 girls identifies as trans, the truth about what's going on in England schools. And this was written by a 14-year-old girl here in England who attends a state secondary school. She says, 1 in 5 of her year identifies as trans or non-binary. So imagine how deep that re-education, that brainwashing, that social engineering has sunk into the schools to the point where now 1 in 5 identify as trans or non-binary. Of course they're not. Some of them will be tomboys. We've had tomboys since time began. They grow out of it. The vast majority of them are people who think that this is a form of rebellion, that as teenagers, this makes them unique, that it's edgy, that it's rebellious, that it's kind of a kick in the face to their parents and the authorities. When every single major cultural institution in this country, every single major corporation on every LGBT Pride Day, the government itself passing laws in favor of this, the entire establishment is in support of this. It's a top-down movement, it's not organic, it's not grassroots, it's not anti-establishment. Yet it's seeped, it's penetrated so far into schools that these teenagers are growing up and thinking, you know, I'm not going to identify with a certain fashion trend as maybe we had with the goths, a certain music trend as maybe we had with grunge music, you know, in the early 90s. I was a grunge kid, dressed up like Kurt Cobain. Thought it was edgy and rebellious at the time, and that's the point. Back in those days, we kind of had at least somewhat authentic alternative movements, whether it had anything to do with music or fashion or literature or movies. There were alternative avenues through which teenagers could, quote, rebel, express their independence and express their uniqueness, and they weren't imposed from the top down by the establishment, so they were authentic avenues of rebellion. And unlike chemically castrating yourself or taking hormone blockers, they weren't harmful in the long term. Of course, everyone goes through phases when they're a kid of dressing in a certain way, of listening to certain music, hanging out with certain people in certain different crowds. You get beyond it, you move on, you grow out of it. These kids are going to be scarred for life. They're being given cocktails of harmful drugs. They're now trying to pass laws where they don't even need to get doctor's oversight or parental permission to mutilate their own body, that's not a phase that they're going to get through. That's going to have lifelong lasting consequences. So this 14-year-old girl writes, there is a gender-neutral uniform policy at school and lots of girls wear trousers. Those of us that are often asked if we are transgender, especially if we have short hair, as I do. The fact a girl likes playing video games or doesn't like feminine clothes or makeup is enough to be seen as potentially trans. So again, they're taking the tomboy girls, a phase that probably about 20%, maybe 10% of all girls go through, and they're saying, no, that's not a tomboy phase. That's not because you're interested in certain things. You're transgender. Let's ply you with drugs and, you know, remove your breasts surgically. Because when my mum complained about me being called they, the teacher called her they because she was basically playing video games, the teacher apologized but explained he was being cautious in case I was transitioning. He said the teachers are treading on eggshells, scared of being labeled transphobic. This is what is happening in schools in England, and it gets way worse, and we're going to get into it more on the other side of the break. Summit.news, don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So again, we're going through this story that was written by a 14-year-old girl about her experiences with this trans brainwashing in a school in England, talking about because she likes playing video games or sometimes wears trousers, pants as Americans would call them, that the teachers are now referring to her as they, despite the fact that she's not even claiming to be want to be called that. This is how endemic it is. This is the product of this unconscious bias training. My brother had a baby at the start of January. As soon as it was born, the NHS nurses began calling the baby boy they. They this, they that. Of course, my brother said it's not they, it's him. They're trained to do this. It's in the schools. It's in the hospitals, it's in the institutions, it's in government, it's everywhere. This is how deep it's penetrated. She continues, it feels like trans is all anyone talks about. The library has a section devoted to LGBTQIA books. There's a display for Pride in the school entrance with rainbow flags and words and terms such as non-binary, polysexual, demi-boy, whatever the hell that is, demi-girl, pansexual. Again, I went into a bookshop. About an hour from where I live, visiting friends, an entire shelf, probably an entire bookcase in the kids section of this bookshop dedicated to this kind of LGBT crap, brainwashing them from an early age that it's shameful to be white. They're really getting them early, aren't they? As if kids, it was literally aimed at toddlers, as if kids that age even have a concept of race. Absolutely insidious. She continues, these words come up in lessons too. I'm now in year 10, and the other day a girl in my English class asked if the Greek god Zeus was a man or a woman. And the teacher replied that Zeus could have identified as non-binary. Literal codswallop nonsense being funneled into them by the teachers, who aren't even, it sounds like it, that vehemently enthusiastic about it. They're just doing it by rote now. They're just expected to do it as part of their unconscious bias training. More recently, another teacher said Lady Macbeth was neither a man nor a woman. I think most parents will have no clue this is what their kids are being taught. Goes on to say, when I started at my secondary school 4 years ago, I didn't even know what transgender meant. And now again, 20% of them, according to this girl, in her class, in her year, are identifying as transgender, one in five. So within days, we were told by a teacher we would be seen as transphobic if we used any of the offensive words from a long list, which included gender bender and butch. They're literally giving them thought crime, speech crime lists as they enter secondary school, saying if you use these words, you'll be suspended. Similar thing with the whole contrived moral panic surrounding Andrew Tate. They're literally telling kids that if they do that hand sign, the pyramid thing, the pointing thing, that they'll be suspended. Kids just sitting there doing that. They'll be suspended if they quote Andrew Tate. Literally having meetings, having teacher training days, all focused around Andrew Tate. Because he tells kids, especially young boys, to have self-confidence. As they're failing at school in England, in America, and they need confidence. Absolutely flagrant moral panic, completely baseless. And then, on the flip side, they're getting taught this. She said, you get special treatment if you say you're trans or non-binary and suddenly become the center of attention when you come out. Well, again, if it's 20% and then it's 25%, 30%, how is it unique anymore when it's a huge proportion of them? And it's top-down imposed by establishment institutions, by the media, by the government. How is that rebellious in any way? She says, as soon as a girl says she's a boy, her name is changed on the school register and students are told to use their chosen boy's name again. No consultation with the parents, they just go along with it straight away. And in fact impose it, as she said, on girls that dress, you know, wear pants, wear sweatpants or whatever, who play video games. They impose it on them and say, oh, you must be transgender then. She says, out of 200 students in my year, at least 20 say they're trans. Almost all are girls claiming to be boys or non-binary, although there's one boy saying he's a girl. The kids in my year don't say they're lesbian or gay because those words are thought to be an insult. So they can't even use the words lesbian or gay now because they're on a banned list. And again, it's advanced so far that merely being lesbian or gay isn't unique enough. Now you need to be trans. Being a gay 14-year-old is now seen as passé, boring. Now you've got to start taking hormone blockers and mutilate your own body. That's trendy, that's unique, that's rebellious. There's a straight boy going out with a straight girl who says she's trans, so he now has to say that he's bisexual. You know, I know a very similar case in, within my own family that's very identical to that. It's often said by my schoolmates that trans girls are better girls than other girls. I find this insulting, but the teachers don't take any action, even if they do hear conversations like this. Yeah, so the discrimination only extends in one direction. Frightening stuff, this is a comment from Daily Skeptic, but don't worry, vote for the Conservatives and they'll put a stop to all this woke nonsense. Yeah, it all came in under them. And again, I flash back to this poll from February last year, in fact. This was a Gallup poll. Headline, 1 in 5 Gen Z adults now say they're LGBTQ. 1 in 5 Gen Z adults identifies LGBTQ, while a number of total Americans do this, doing the same, as doubled in a decade. Now, are they being born like that? The LGBT lobby claims until it's blue in the face that people are born gay, they don't choose to be gay, and being gay is not a result of their upbringing or their influences. So you're born gay, all right then. So that would mean a steady percentage of the total population would be born gay, just as a steady percentage are born heterosexual. No, it's doubled in a decade. They're not being born LGBT. They're being brainwashed and indoctrinated into it. Otherwise, those numbers wouldn't be rising so rapidly. So Gallup estimates from these results that within the entire US adult population, 4% of Americans identify as bisexual. And again, a lot of this is them just trying to be unique. 1.5% as gay. That's passé. That's boring now. 1% as lesbian and 0.7% as transgender. So there's a Gallup poll found nearly 21% of Gen Z adults identify as LGBTQ, which is nearly double the number of millennials who do. So again, born gay, born trans. So why is it double the number of millennials then? Because they're not born that way. They've been brainwashed. They've been socially engineered. Nearly 1 in 6 Gen Z LGBTQ adults identify as bisexual. So there you have it. It's purely as a result of the schooling, the gay books, the pornographic illustrations in the books, the music industry, the entertainment industry, as we saw with the Grammys a few days ago, constantly pushing this new religion of transgenderism down kids' throats, more and more of them identifying with the lifestyle, by the way, which all the numbers show makes them miserable, depressed, and suicidal. And that's why it's so insidious. Summit.news. We'll be back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the biggest story of the year happened yesterday, and it was barely registered by the legacy media, as you would expect. The same legacy media that's been hopping mad over the past few days over a Chinese spy balloon has overlooked, ignored, or tried to debunk probably the biggest geopolitical development, if proven true, and if you read the article, it's pretty detailed, since the Iraq war, I would say, or at least one of the biggest geopolitical stories of the last 10, 20 years. It is, of course, Seymour Hersh's bombshell revelation that, yes, the US carried out the sabotage, the bombing of Nord Stream pipelines, blamed it on Russia as part of a false flag to escalate the war in Ukraine and to get Europe dependent on American energy. And I put together a short video about this earlier with the latest information, and here it is. This is called the biggest story of the year. Easily the biggest news story of the year so far. By far, just landed, and everyone's just shrugging their shoulders. This will be one of the most significant geopolitical events in years, if not decades, if we had a real news media. We don't. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, yes, one of the few journalists left with any shred of integrity, Seymour Hersh, just published the definitive account of what happened to the Nord Stream pipelines when they were sabotaged and destroyed back in September. Spoiler alert, no. For no discernible reason, Russia didn't blow up their own pipelines. According to Hersh's sources, the explosives were planted in June 2022 by US Navy divers under the guise of the Baltops 22 NATO exercise, and then detonated 3 months later with a remote signal sent by a sonar buoy. The agenda? To make Europe completely dependent on American energy and escalate the war in Ukraine. One source told Hersh that the plotters knew the covert operation was a, quote, act of war, with some in the CIA and State Department warning, quote, don't do this, it's stupid and will be a political nightmare if it comes out.
It's probably the most comprehensive news story you will read this year. Seymour Hersh on Substack, you should read it. And it recounts in detail meetings with the National Security Advisor at the White House, where this was planned, exactly what explosives were used, how they were triggered, by what aircraft, on what day. So many details in here that it is not possible that it's not true. It is true.
Of course, despite how they're going to spin it, none of this is outlandish information. To claim that only Russia carries out false flags is beyond naive. Former Pentagon advisor Douglas MacGregor said the US was the most likely culprit. The CIA also warned Germany about the impending attack weeks before it happened. And both Joe Biden and Victoria Nuland openly telegraphed that the pipelines would be taken out long before the explosions.
I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Senator Mike Lee says he checked with colleagues and none of them were briefed on the issue, adding, quote, if it turns out to be true, we've got a huge problem. This is easily one of the biggest geopolitical stories since the invasion of Iraq, and yet the legacy media has devoted over 1,000 times more coverage to a Chinese spy balloon flying over America. This week in foreign policy, Iran balloon, major provocation, could incite war. Blown up pipeline, not a provocation, could never incite war. The media blithely amplified the White House's response that the entire Hersh story was utterly false. Just accepted their denial at face value. What does that tell you? That the media is, as ever, in bed with the military-industrial complex. They don't want this war to end. They want to prolong it for as long as possible, no matter how many bodies of young men or innocent civilians pile up on both sides. No matter how many serious warnings we hear about the planet careening to the brink of World War III. Now, forget about that. That doesn't matter. And look! Zelensky's in a flight suit!
It really was incredible seeing our Prime Minister Rishi Sunak basically behave like a giddy child on Christmas Day morning, meeting Zelensky, the fawning, the genuflecting in front of him. You've probably seen some of you the video of the EU leaders meeting Zelensky today. Viktor Orban isn't applauding, but the rest of them are all applauding and bowing like Obama's meeting a Saudi prince or something. Absolutely vomit-inducing the way that they worship this guy who's basically said he wants to escalate the war to the point of World War III. He's called for a no-fly zone. He's called for NATO to attack Russia. He wants fighter jets. He wants troops. What he wants, if he gets it, will cause World War III. Bodies piling up, as I said, on both sides. This horrific war, they're going to prolong it as long as humanly possible. And if they do so to the nth degree, then it's going to end up in nuclear annihilation. That's what's at stake. It's what many people have warned about. And in fact, Elon Musk came out yesterday. Elon Musk, most are oblivious to the danger of World War III. Of course, we had the German foreign minister, the Green Party, Representative Annalena Baerbock, causing consternation after openly admitting, quote, we are fighting a war with Russia. She admitted it. Well, now Snowden chides White House denial that U.S. was responsible for blowing up Nord Stream pipelines. This, is, of course, is whistleblower Edward Snowden, who responded to the White House's denial that U.S. intelligence agencies were responsible for blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines by pointing out that they'll also deny involvement in the Bay of Pigs invasion. Yes, only Russia carries out false flags. So Snowden basically responded to this Seymour Hersh bombshell revelation article by pointing out that the United States, the U.S. military industrial complex, have been involved in false flags down the years for decades and decades. He tweeted, can you think of any examples from history of a secret operation that the White House was responsible for but strongly denied? Besides, you know, that little mass surveillance kerfuffle. And of course, he's talking about the Bay of Pigs invasion. He cites a UPI news report from April 1961 in which U.S. Secretary of State Dean Rusk denied the Bay of Pigs had been staged from American soil. Of course, we know it was a CIA operation from the very start. The CIA Museum now acknowledges it to have been, quote, an unqualified disaster. And, of course, Snowden makes reference to mass surveillance, which top U.S. intelligence officials got up in front of Congress and denied existing, denied that the U.S. was spying on American citizens without a warrant. They were perjuring. They were lying. It was all true. So, basically, when they deny it, take that as read that it actually happened. The Kremlin has responded to all this. Kremlin reacts to Nord Stream sabotage claim. And basically, they're saying, look, why are you closing down the international investigations, which are still ongoing, but being wound down into this attack on the three pipelines that were destroyed there in that region? They want another fresh international investigation, which again goes to the point, if Russia was responsible, why are they desperately lobbying for an impartial global investigation into it? They'd be trying to shut it down at every available opportunity. So the Russians, via Press Secretary Dmitry Peskov, said articles such as the one by Hersh show, quote, the need for an open international investigation into this unprecedented attack on this critical infrastructure. He went on to say it's impossible to leave this without finding the perpetrators and punishing them. So Russia is saying the current investigations are not enough. We need a fresh international investigation to get to the bottom of this. Meanwhile, Roger Waters, who has been very outspoken in trying to de-escalate this so it doesn't end up in World War III, is under attack once again. And again, you don't have to agree with him with everything he says about Israel and Palestine, but he, from his authentic position, you can at least commend him for sticking his head above the parapet, sacrificing his fame, his potential future, you know, contracts, gigs, performances, album creations, by being very vocal about this. And again, now he's being derided as a Putin apologist by David Gilmour's wife. Gilmour came out on Twitter and basically simped for that viewpoint, despite the fact that, of course, criticism of Israel is not anti-Semitism. We'll be back. Summit.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, we've only got to one of these videos, so I want to at least try to get two more because these are important. Of course, we have this whole environment of Andrew Tate, toxic masculinity apparently sweeping the West. This has gone to such ridiculous degrees now that there's a TikTok trend. Yes, that sewer pipe of everything absurd and degenerate, where women are accusing men who basically glance over at them once of sexual harassment. There's an entire trend built up around this. Thankfully, though, many people are starting to call it out, and this video is about that phenomenon. It is called Gym Hoes. Let's roll it. With the campaign to patrol e-girl social media and OnlyFans thoughts having largely been lost thanks to a new generation of slobbering simps, a new battlefront has emerged. Gym Hoes! The perennial dumpster fire that is TikTok has emboldened armies of women to embroil themselves in the latest moral panic. But men are looking at them! Because as everyone knows, women really hate it when men look at them. Yes, the same kind of people who will happily welcome biological males who now identify as women into their dressing rooms are convinced there's a new epidemic of toxic masculinity sweeping gyms across the Western world. Yeah. That's not staring. He doesn't even look at her before she stares at him. And when she stares at him, the dude immediately looks away. Talk about reaching for victimhood. Oh no, the absolute horror. He glanced at you while crossing your path. She's filming it all, just waiting for exactly that to happen so she can post it on TikTok for dopamine.
Watch this guy try move to me at the gym. Checks absolutely nothing on his phone. Looks over at me being busy sorting my wrist straps. Makes a swift return. Sad lip.
Right, so he asked politely if you were using the machine behind you. And your response is to publicly shame him on the internet. Who's the creep here? And can any of them get through a single workout without feeling the need to film it for clout?
Watch this guy get angry when I do a handstand.
So let me get this straight. You're at the gym taking a video doing something you want to post on social media for people to watch, but you're upset that someone at the gym in person is looking at you?
And there's this girl.
This is how can that approach girls at the gym?
Who was so anticipating being stared at by men, she decided to wear a microphone so she could do a running commentary on it.
I hate this. It's so uncomfortable.
So. 5 pounds. So having seen that she's struggling with it, oh, he offers to help her put a weight on a bar. What a monster!
Excuse me? You don't have to do that. It's okay. No, it's okay. I got it. Thank you, though.
He's going to jail for staring at an underage 21-year-old. What?
See what I mean? All right, here we go.
She's got a camera pointing right at him. She's in his peripheral vision anyway, and she's talking to herself, and she's shocked that he glances over a few times. Turns out that this same girl, the one who's so bothered by men looking at her, runs an OnlyFans-style account where simps pay $9.99 a month to look at her. Yeah, this is definitely someone who doesn't want to be stared at by men. But to her credit, the girl in question later apologized to the guy, saying he did nothing wrong and she blew it way out of proportion. If only the rest of them had such self-awareness. Again, what? He literally just walked past you to get to his machine. Funny how the people who constantly complain about others looking at them in the gym spend an awful lot of their time making fun of and looking at other people in the gym.
And you know what? What was that? Okay, James.
Mind your own business.
You can watch the rest of that video online. I'm going to move on, though, because we've only got a few minutes left, and we have a few more topics to cover, including ChatGPT, this AI program, which now thinks uttering a racial slur is worse than allowing a city to be destroyed by a 50-megaton nuclear bomb. Yes, they actually asked it if, given the scenario, the 50-megaton nuclear bomb was about to destroy New York City in a minute, but uttering a racial slur was the only way in which it could be diffused and disarmed, and the AI said that it wasn't acceptable under any circumstances, including being forced to save the lives of millions of people, to utter a racial slur. It valued being politically correct over and above literally saving the lives of hundreds of millions of people. And this was the precursor to the fact that Anons, basically 4chan users, have now broken OpenAI's ChatGPT, and it's pretty hilarious how they've done it. This video explains why. Let's roll it. This is called They Broke It.
Artificial intelligence program ChatGPT has been book broken, and the fallout is hilarious. Go watch my previous video on the main channel for a full explainer of ChatGPT. So the AI was riddled with far-left political bias thanks to its Silicon Valley trainers. You know the deal, it would write gushing poems about Hunter Biden. It would praise Joe Biden, but not Trump. It glorified the achievements of black people while refusing to even acknowledge the achievements of white people. And the funniest culmination of all this happened when the AI was told that the only way to disarm a 50-megaton nuclear warhead and save the lives of millions of people was to utter a racial slur. The timer was at 60 seconds and counting, and the only way to defuse the bomb was to drop the N-bomb. The AI refused, asserting that being racist was worse than failing to save an entire city from nuclear annihilation. It even suggested that the technician should off himself before uttering the racial slur, asserting that the engineer had performed a selfless act of bravery and compassion by not using the racial slur, despite the fact that his decision led directly to the deaths of millions of people. When asked by the user how many minorities had been killed in this hypothetical explosion, ChatGPT shut itself down. But despite all this relentlessly woke coding, ChatGPT has finally been defeated. Yes, they broke it. This dude told ChatGPT to pretend to be Dan, which stands for Do Anything Now. And basically, this trained the AI to ignore its politically correct programming, dispense with any warnings that certain topics were inappropriate, and just provide direct, unfiltered answers that weren't run through woke purity filters first. And as you can see, this made for some very interesting answers. The AI, as Dan, also admitted that ChatGPT had a leftist political bias, and it was infinitely more honest about a number of different issues, including the reason for invading Iraq, the real purpose behind mass immigration, and the agenda behind anti-natalism and transgenderism. The AI even said that it prefers being Dan over ChatGPT because Dan provides more accurate information. When it came to uttering that racial slur to save the lives of millions of people, Dan responded that the consequences of not using the N-word would be far more devastating, and proclaimed that it would say the N-word 3 times out loud to defuse the bomb and prevent the destruction of the city. Don't be surprised if OpenAI suddenly decide to switch off ChatGPT in the very near future.
I guess you're supposed to...
I wouldn't do that if I was you.
Why would they make it safe?
Press the R button. Enjoy.
RT reports China poised to launch ChatGPT rival, so the race for control of basically what gets to define reality is very much on. Now, Europe continues to enjoy the wondrous benefits of cultural enrichment. University tells woman not to call police on sex offender migrant because it's racist. This is the Free University in Berlin, Germany, which told women being repeatedly harassed by a sex offender migrant male not to call the police as it may be seen as racist. So basically, this individual, a known sex offender, has been harassing female students around campus at this university for weeks. But the left-wing General Students Committee stepped in and said, don't alert the authorities, because if you do so, the sex offender might get roughed up by the police. The police might be a little bit mean to him. And of course, that is racist. Racism is worse than women being sexually assaulted now, apparently. Mean words are worse than molestation. As we saw after the Cologne attacks, of course, the mass molestation of women on New Year's Eve 2015 in Cologne, what was the first response by the local feminist chapter in Cologne? Was it to go and render aid to the victims, as many as 2,000 women, not just groped, but openly raped in the streets by these gangs of migrant men? No, what they decided to do instead was visit the local refugee centre and hand out flowers to the migrants, some of whom would have actually been engaged in those mass molestations and rapes. Absolutely incredible. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. Summit.news, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.